Well, there seems to be no end to Israel's deadly aggression that is against the Gaza Strip. Palestinian children there continue to bear the brunt of the bloody onslaught. 9 people, including 4 children, have been killed after their home was hit by an Israeli warplane in El Nusayrat refugee camp near the central city of Deir al-Balah. Emergency officials say 3 more were reportedly killed in nighttime strikes in southern Gaza. Rescue workers also found another dead body at the site of Israel's recent strike in the Shejaiya neighborhood. The casualties from the airstrike on Shejaiya's busy market have topped 24 killed and 200 injured. Some of the injured are in critical condition. Over 1,440 people have been killed and over 8,300 others injured in the ongoing Israeli onslaught against Gaza since July the 8th. To get the latest from Gaza itself, we're now joined by Hisham Mohanna, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us now on the line from Gaza. Hisham, what is the latest?
The latest is that our team of the rest for the rest of the teams of the other press agencies saying in the same cell where we are staying, we're asked to evacuate our building, the hotel we are staying. The staff received a phone call from the IDE, the Israeli military, asking, and they told them, you have exactly 2 minutes to evacuate the building. He replied, the receptionist replied, told him that we need much more time to evacuate people as they are children, they are elderly, also in the building, we need more time. He said, you have 2 minutes, stop bullshitting or stop talking anymore and do it. Also, we were informed that the press agency staff from different parts also who are taking this in the next next to us were also ordered to evacuate. So 3 hotels are fully occupied by journalists and nobody else but international and foreign journalists were asked to evacuate immediately. We went out in the street. There was absolutely nowhere to go to. We were not instructed at all to take refuge in any place or take any path. We were just walking outside in the air with no protection, nobody to direct us. And we are now taking shelter in one of the civilian buildings. We're staying in the basement. We have no food, no electricity. There's a lot of elderly here, a lot of children. And of course, the TV team here is also here with the entertainment for other journalists, other colleagues from different press agencies also. So we are actually witnessing and actually being the part of what many of the people in Gaza Strip have been through, like Shejaiya, like Khuda, like Beit Hanun, who left their home. Escaping in the streets, have nothing, no protection, no safe path to follow. We have witnessed this, and it's very tragic. It's very dangerous, and it's very frightening. So we are completely isolated from the entire world now in Gaza Strip. We are part of this, and as I told you, we have no power. We have power shortage. We have no food. We have no electricity. We have even drinking water. We don't know yet how long are we staying in here. We have no information. Nobody contacted us, telling us to evacuate or to stay. So this is really a difficult time that we are being through now.
Okay, Hisham, as always, thanks very much for that. That was Hisham Mohanna, Press TV's correspondent, speaking to us live from Gaza.